Disney's new Obi-Wan Kenobi introduces a fearsome villain, Inquisitor Reva Savander.
Tell me where the Jedi is, or this man and his family die!
But Moses Ingram, the actress who plays Obi-Wan's nemesis, has faced some real-world villainy herself. She revealed this week that she has been inundated by vitriol, focused on the fact that she's Black. For more, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So, this is not surprising, because this has happened to many other actors of color who get cast in a beloved fan favorite like Star Wars or Star Trek or Ghostbusters or name it. So this, and that's how you started your report on this, by saying it's not surprising.
Exactly. You know, we've talked about this. I mean, as people of color, we face this when we're on Twitter, you know, when we're just posting about things, when we're just doing our job. You know, that's one of the things about social media, is that it also allows toxic people to kind of just come up to you in a way that they never would be able to in person, and kind of unload their toxicity on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, combine that with the fact that Star Wars has this sort of hallowed place in pop culture, and it also was very white-centered when the franchise started, the first three films, that I think some people walk around with this image of what Star Wars is supposed to mean. And then when characters surface in important roles that are not white people, they start to feel this is something that's making the franchise different than what I'm used to, and maybe making it worse, and they lash out. And it's unfortunate that the actors of color wind up having to bear the brunt of this.
Well, and Moses Ingram is the latest, as she talked about the hate that she's received in an Instagram video and how it has affected her.
The thing that bothers me is that, like, sort of this feeling that I've had inside of myself, which no one has told me, but this feeling of, like, I just gotta shut up and take it. You know, I just kind of gotta bear it. And I'm not built like that.
Watching her video, she sounded isolated in this. It sounded as though all of this was on her shoulders. And this is the point you wanted to make, that because this is not surprising, because at this point, movie production companies should know it's going to happen, they need to get ahead of it. How might they do that?
Well, yeah, and the actress herself said in an interview that people connected with the Star Wars franchise told her that this was likely going to happen. So they already know that there's a part of their fandom that is toxic and unloads this kind of stuff on actors of color. So then the question sort of becomes, how do you head that off?
Yeah.
Often what Hollywood wants to do is, even when they diversify a franchise, they may shy away from talking about it because they don't want to alienate fans who might be made uneasy by it. They just want to present the diversified product and hope that they fall in love with it before they realize, hey, there's a bunch of people color in here. but unfortunately,
that has not worked so far. That has not worked.
But unfortunately, what happens is that kind of maroons the actors of color before people can come to their aid. Once this became a public story, the franchise has tweeted, you know, messages of support. Fans have come out in support of her, including, you know, a high profile, well-known people. But let's try to have that discussion before the TV show comes out, before the movie comes out, so that the actor of color doesn't feel like they're alone.
I mean, we've seen this again when John Boyega pulled off the Stormtrooper mask and revealed, gasp, he was Black. And then, of course, Kelly Marie Tran became, in Star Wars The Last Jedi, the first major character played by an Asian American in the Star Wars franchise. Do you think this would require a concerted effort? In other words, not just the movie companies, but also the fan forums and also social media companies.
Well, and you know, Celeste, of course, you know, because we've both been active on this for a long time. Of course, it really does require sustained, focused, intentional effort. And I think that's the thing that makes, in particular, white people who control these corporations and these franchises and these systems, that's what makes it uncomfortable for them. They are not used to intentionally talking about diversity intentionally, constantly, 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 making it a part of what you do visibly so that you get all that discussion out in a way that everyone can be a part of the discussion and you're not sort of using people of color as your advanced shock troops or something. You know,
it's just... Yeah, and leaving them, as Ingram says, to shut up and take it.
Right. And really, you know, the dynamic that's been happening has not been that the actors of color have shut up. What's happened is that they have been forced to start the discussion that's beyond even, you know, a regular actor being asked to step up and be part of this storied, important, really beloved franchise.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.